Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL. Andy Bulbarch and Matt Douglas with you. You hear that glass breaking?
I did.
You know what that's the sound of?
Stone Cold Steve Austin?
Nope, that's the sound of breaking down barriers, man.
I like it.
And you're going to hear more about that here in just a few minutes, because Jeff Traxler with Mega Championship Wrestling is here in studio with us. Jeff, how are you, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, we are lovely. This is a great time of year, man. So, Mad Dog and Jim Nagy were both in studio on the morning show with Bruce Van Dyke and Craig Adams, and we said, well, we can't be left out of the mix, man.
Right, right.
The Mega Mafia likes to be heard in the morning and in the afternoon.
That's right. So, some of them are late risers.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? That's all right. Nothing wrong with that. So the Mega Mafia gets an opportunity to hear more about breaking down barriers just a few days away. But great to have you in studio, man. And, you know, I don't know that we've had you on since December when you guys celebrated the 20th anniversary, man. That's right. Remarkably impressive, you know, knowing just how difficult it is to make it in the independent wrestling world. 20 years.
Absolutely.
That's impressive. So congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, you guys put this thing together back in 1999, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
So going back 20 years here, before you break down the specifics on breaking down barriers, what's this roller coaster ride been like?
Oh, it really roller coaster is very, very accurate. I mean, there's been times where I thought, okay, this is going to be the last show, this because we don't have any more money. And then there's been times where, you know, okay, everything's hot again. So, it really has been all over the place. You know, I think I might have mentioned this when we were here before. I mean, we've had crowds of almost 700, and we've had crowds of 8. So, I mean, we have been around long enough to have experienced pretty much all the ups and downs that we can for independent wrestling. And, I mean, as the WWE goes, everything else goes. If they're up, usually we're up. If they're down, usually we're down. It really depends. So right now, everything is pretty solid. Everybody's loving wrestling again right now, so we're pretty good.
How has the sport evolved, or has it, I mean, since that
time?
Oh,
absolutely, absolutely. I would say probably the biggest evolution on the independent level has been social media.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to immediately get in contact with people and interact with people get your name out to other people, or they get their name to you, and that we've made so many connections that way from talent that we probably wouldn't have known about 10 years ago.
Do you think AEW will help or hurt this whole thing? I know that's really random because you heard so much about how AEW is supposed to change the game.
Mm-hmm.
You think that'll change anything from your perspective?
From our perspective, it has already, just because there's a renewed interest because a lot of people are tired of the WWE product. So this is an alternative, but also in the sense of who we book for events or how we book events, because I can tell you this right now, nobody that's running a professional wrestling show is going to try to run the same day as they have their next event, because all eyes are going to be on that, whether they're going to be there live or whether they're going to be watching the pay-per-view stream. So
okay.
It's I mean, I can't tell you what the product, how the product's going to affect it yet, because we haven't seen it really. But it's definitely making some maybe temporary changes. I don't know, permanent yet, but it's definitely there.
Okay. Things like that draw a little more talent into the wrestling pool. People have a wider variety to kind of look at and say, yeah, I want to get into this.
I think so. I mean, what they're doing is they have, the lot of faces that people recognize, and they have a lot of the what you would call like super indies, the guys that have been on the independent scene forever that fans know them, and they're also taking chances on talent that maybe a lot of people haven't seen yet, and they're bringing them to a higher level.
Interesting. Again, Jeff Traxler with Mega Championship Wrestling joining us here in studio talking about this Saturday, May 4th, breaking down barriers at St. John's Gym. Is it safe to say that this has kind of become like your WrestleMania every year? I mean, you guys have been doing this for 9 years, and I think there's just so much cool stuff that goes into this.
Yeah, there's a lot of other than the wrestling that goes into this. There's we step up our production for this show. We step up the merchandise for this show. Go around to the Murray Ridge workshops, and there's meet and greets there prior to the event. So it really is like, you know, every aspect that we can do, we try to pick it up a little bit for this one just to make it a really special event.
And how much do you really kind of think resonates, not necessarily just with the Friends of Murray Ridge and the kids that certainly get behind this? You've told us on many occasions, this is the one show of the year. You actually have to turn performers away from.
Right, absolutely, because people want to be a part of this and they want to help this cause, and there's only so many spots. There's only the reason that we started one of the big matches on this show is the Break the Barrier Battle Royal. One of the reasons we started that is, well, we can't put everybody in a singles or a tag team match. You know, we can at least put some people in this battle royal, but even at that, we're turning people away for that because you can only have so many people in that or you're going to be there all night.
Makes sense, and I know that's something we've talked about in the past. You know, it's so hard to fit so much talent into one card because, right. I mean, you're limited on time for a number of different reasons. You know, we keep drawing this back to the bigger picture, but, you know, one of the major criticisms you hear about WrestleMania is that it just lasts too long.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you know, that's just not fair to ask the crowd to provide that much energy for 7 straight hours, but right. You can see that the demand is certainly there for the performers. They want to be there. This is something that seems like it's really easy to get behind.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, and, you know, and I know that I've told you guys before, like, we don't want to just be the wrestlers. Like, we want to be a part of this community. We want to help the community as much as we can, and that's been in our mind since this whole thing started 20 years ago. You know, we can do wrestling and we can have fun doing that and we can entertain doing that, but what else can we do? You know, where can we help out? Where can we make things better? Where can we put smiles on people's faces?
This is an event that puts smiles on faces of people all over the place. I mean, whether you're there or not, you guys do so many incredible things. I want to go back to day one, though. I mean, you mentioned this is the 9th one that you guys have put together. So I want to go all the way back to day one. Now, how has this whole thing grown since this partnership with Murray Ridge began?
When we started out, it was, okay, let's do this and let's see what happens. There wasn't an ad program. There wasn't, let's go out and get local businesses behind it. It was, well let's see how this goes. Let's just see how it pans out. And that first event that we did had almost 500 people. So then it was like, okay, then this can be a thing because, I mean, not that Murray Ridge didn't support it, but there were a few people there that were like, well, you know, because sometimes wrestling does get a bad rap, you know, and they weren't sure if they wanted to attach their name to it, which I can completely understand. But since then, it's like, okay, we see what you guys are doing. Take the ball and run with it. So we've tried to add something every year to make it just a little bit bigger.
And you were telling us before we came on the air, you know, how this show is a little bit different. You guys were able to add some elements to this show that maybe aren't there for some of the others, and that's because, you know, there's so much cool stuff that goes into this. You know, for example, you guys actually have raffle items for this, and that's not something you see at every wrestling event. So tell us what kinds of raffle items are available.
This is like, I'm flabbergasted this year. We always reach out and try to get some cool things. This year, we've got responses from the Cleveland Cavaliers, Cleveland Browns, Dave's Cosmic Subs in Oberlin, Full Blast Arcade in North Ridgeville, Texas Roadhouse. There's members of the community that are putting together baskets of just different items. I know there's a makeup basket coming. There's a family movie night basket, and just all kinds of different things where people have seen what's been going on the last couple of years and wanted to be part of it.
And it's fascinating, too, to see how many people just really love this. They really love to get behind this. And, you know, part of that is because you guys have done such a wonderful job over the years of making this such a cool product. And that leads me to my next question here, my friend.
All right.
You guys have quite the card that you have put together. We've already alluded to that Battle Royal, but I'm looking at a T-shirt that you guys made for Breaking Down Barriers 9, and I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 other matches outside the Battle Royal.
Yes.
So you guys are going to be very, very busy.
Yeah.
Who and what exactly is on the card this year?
Well, this year I don't know if we have time to go over everything, but just a few key matches. Brian Conville will defend the Fighting Spirit title against Nick Nero. Nick is actually not one of our local guys, but he is actually a graduate of the Wild Samoan Training Center. So that's enough to be said right there for his talent. Another match is Cisco Silver defending the Infinity title against Ashton Day. I think you're going to like this match. We have a battle of the big men. We have Big Mo, Bam Bam Bundy, and Paxton Callaway. All three of those guys in the ring at the same time. You're going to have over 1,000 pounds in the ring.
Wow.
And Paxton, actually, I have to give him his props. Actually, just got back from Florida. He had a tryout at the Performance Center this past weekend. So we're super proud of him and looking for huge things from him. And this is his first challenge in coming back. So and then I have to mention the mega title, which is Derek Direction defending against the former champion, the Suplex Shogun Jackson Stone. Stone looking to get the title back in that match.
He is the Suplex Shogun.
Yes.
All right. Explain how you guys came up with that moniker for Jackson Stone.
That is him. He is a martial artist as well, trained in various forms of martial arts, and kind of incorporated his love for that and for that culture into his character. And loves to suplex people too, so he gets all those throws in there, and it's a mind game. Everything is a mind game. So that's where he tries to get to his opponent before they actually get in the ring.
You guys also have a tag team match as well with a name I'm awfully curious about.
Okay.
Cream of Beef.
Cream of Beef.
Tell
yes.
me about Cream of Beef, please.
Cream of Beef is the Big Beef, Kurt Payne, and Johnny All Night, who has called himself the Big Cream. So they were not having any success really as singles competitors, and they have come together as a tag team. And actually, they're getting a tag team title shot Saturday night against PME.
Good. I'm glad I worked out for him, name and all there.
Cream of Beef. But what's fascinating about that is that sometimes these things just happen organically.
Absolutely.
Like, you don't mean for it to come together like that.
Right.
But when you look at a card, you're immediately drawn to that. Cream of Beef. I mean, you're at least intrigued by the name. It's crazy how these things happen, because you put pen to paper and you try and figure out what's going to work, what's going to go over.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you just accidentally stumble on things like this.
Right. Somebody just says, "What about this?" And you're like, "Well, that's it. Okay, there it is." So that was the one thing that we were like, "Okay, that's gonna get some kind of response."
What's the process for you guys? I mean, preparing Breaking Down Barriers. This is the 9th year of it. Mm-hmm. Does it ever get any easier? I'd imagine this is a big deal.
I don't want to say it gets easier. I would say at this point, like, we know what we want to do, but there's still the leg. This is actually the show that takes the longest to prepare for. So as soon as January hits, we're preparing for this show, even though before that we're probably going to have 3 or 4 events. But it's getting everything in place and making sure that we know what wrestlers can make it to that event, and actually starting to work on the prizes for the raffle and for the sponsors. And, you know, not to bring it down a lot, but it's, you know, it's tough. We've had a few sponsors say, you know what, I just can't do it this year because my first quarter's been really bad. So we kind of try to start as early as we can to, you know, maybe give all those sponsors a chance.
Yeah, it certainly brings a different aspect, I suppose, the fundraising things. And obviously it leaves you guys with a great sense of pride, I'd have to think, at the end, being able to do this for these folks.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's so much fun for us. Like, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work, but it's so much fun for us because people can just come and have a good time.
When you guys put the card together, it's always interesting to hear the booking process, you know, where you guys are lining up certain matches and certain slots and things like that. The Battle Royal is always a tough thing to book because you never really know how things are going to go, and you never know how long that's going to last. Who specifically do you guys have lined up in this Battle Royal? Because I know that has a lot to do with how long that match lasts.
You know what? I don't know if I could tell you who all is in the Battle Royal, and this may sound terrible on my part as being the person in charge, but basically if they're not in the match, then they're in the Battle Royal.
Okay.
And there's a few folks that said, you know what, I want to do this Battle Royal too. So I hope we're going to keep it under 40.
Whoa, 40?
So I'm going to try to keep it under 40.
Holy smokes.
I'm going to have to cap it there for sure.
Well, yeah, because for those of you who maybe haven't seen a wrestling match, even like 20 in the ring at one time is pretty busy. So it's kind of tough to operate when you've got 40. So hopefully you guys were able to come under that number. But, you know, the idea, I think, is you want to include as many performers as you possibly can. But, again, I think that truly speaks to the popularity of this show.
Absolutely, for sure.
Breaking Down Barriers goes down this Saturday, May 4th. May the 4th be with you, right? Did you guys do that on purpose?
No, we should have, though.
See, sometimes these things, they just happen organically. But Saturday, May 4th, Breaking Down Barriers at St. John's Gym. When's bell time?
Doors are going to open at 6. We're going to be kind of loose with the bell time. We want to give everybody a chance to get in and find their seats and everything. But we are going to have a pre-show match probably starting about 6:20. And then the main show is probably about 6:45.
Okay, so
but give us a little leeway on those times so we can just get everybody in and get everybody comfortable.
Okay, so shortly after you guys open the doors, there's really not a whole lot of wiggle room. You guys are going to open the doors, and 20 minutes later, you guys are going to rock and roll.
Right.
All right, very nice. So tickets are still available right now, and these always go fast. I'm not sure how many front row tickets you guys have left, but I know those always go pretty quickly.
Right, there's a couple front row left. There were 11 front row left this morning.
Okay.
So I haven't checked since this morning. So somewhere in that neighborhood.
Okay. Well, $10 general admission tickets, $13 front row tickets in advance. And it's always worth your while to buy these tickets in advance. For those who have the opportunity to purchase in advance, where can they go to get those tickets?
You can go to Powerhouse Gym, which is 419 Broad Street. Right across the street from them is Keith's Comics, which is 394 Broad Street. And on Cleveland Street, you can visit Family Pizza Palace, which is right across the street from Wendy's. And if you don't want to leave the comfort of your own home, you can go to MegaChampionshipWrestling.com and buy tickets through there.
Simple enough. We're looking forward to it, my friend. Should be a blast. Breaking Down Barriers 9. It takes place this Saturday, May 4th. The doors open at 6 p.m.